Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. And today, we'll be continuing from where we left off from our last episode, where we were discussing the beautiful characteristics of the Muslims, and that is the character of being gentle in speech and gentle in our heart. So adopting this characteristic of being gentle in our nature. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we'll start with the first narration. It is reported by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَاهُ رواه مسلم وفي رواية له قال لعائشة عليك بالرفق وإياك والعنف والفحش It is narrated from Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty is gentle and loves gentleness. He grants through gentleness what He does not grant through harshness, and what He does not grant through anything else. And in another narration from Sayyida Pak, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, adopt gentleness and avoid harshness and bad suspicion. It is narrated from Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is nothing in which gentleness is found except that it beautifies it, and nothing from which it is removed except that it renders it defective. So here, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we hear in this narration, Allah Almighty is Rafiq, meaning Allah Almighty is kind and merciful. He does not command anyone beyond their capacity. He forgives sins, and He wills that His servants also be merciful and kind toward those under the authority and towards their companions. We must remember that it is not permissible to call Allah Almighty Rafiq in common usage, as if it were one of the divine names, because it is not from the Asma'ul Ilahiyyah. Here it is used in its linguistic sense. Similarly, it is mentioned in the commentary that through gentleness, both worldly and spiritual matters are accomplished in ways that harshness cannot achieve. Meaning that when a person has gentleness in his character, in his speech, within his heart, then when he carries out any activity, there will only be beauty that is attached with it. People will begin to listen to what he says, whether it is of the worldly matters or the matters of the akhirah. Harshness often turns friends into enemies, and matters that were progressing become ruined due to harshness. Whereas gentleness turns enemies into friends and resolves those matters which were on the verge of failing. Allahu Akbar. Similarly, my dear viewers, it is mentioned in the commentary that bad speech is a result of harshness. First, harshness enters into the heart, then comes abusive language and insolence, then physical aggression, which leads to, Allah Almighty forbid, mass murder and bloodshed. We ask Allah Almighty to protect us from this. In reality, Islam teaches us that if you would like to be harsh to anyone, then be harsh towards the devil, the shaitan, and the lower baser self, the nafs. But when you are reflecting towards humanity, rather the creation, children, even animals, then Islam tells us to be gentle, and especially to our Muslim brothers, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Another point mentioned in the commentary is that if a person of a low stature or position or rank possesses gentleness, he becomes honored. And if a noble person, so he might be noble in the eyes of society due to his rank, but if a noble person, noble in terms of stature and rank, royalty even, possesses harshness, if such a person possesses harshness, then he is considered and becomes lowly. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from this very first narration that as a Muslim, we should be gentle in our speech, in our heart, as well as in our character and how we deal with people. When we adopt this quality of being gentle, then we will find our matters will inshallah be resolved. Because this quality is that quality that reforms society. Remember, nobody has ever changed from being harshly or sternly told off. Rather, you do find that situations are ruined, even though they were going well, because of harshness. But you do find on the opposite side that if gentleness is used, then there is rectification for those matters which were leading to failure. This is why as Muslims, we should adopt this characteristic of being gentle, especially with our family, with our children, our spouses, with our parents, and the Muslim society and the community at large as well. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me present to you another beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relation to dealing with the people with good character. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiyallahu anhu that he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, fear Allah wherever you are and follow up a bad deed with a good one. It will erase it and deal with people with good character. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, even though the address is directly to Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, however, there were other people present there and they heard this narration as well. And what is the meaning of this? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Observe taqwa, fear of Allah, God consciousness, by fulfilling all obligations and avoiding all prohibited acts. Taqwa, my dear viewers, is the root of our religion. It is the foundation of yaqeen, of certainty. And there are many levels of taqwa as well, God consciousness. Amongst them are avoiding corrupt beliefs, avoiding sinful actions, avoiding disliked matters and even doubtful ones, avoiding useless things, avoiding anything that becomes a veil between the servant and the beloved. In short, tear through every barrier until you reach the status of becoming a friend of Allah Almighty. May Allah Almighty turn this saying, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ, fear Allah wherever you are. May Allah turn this saying into our state. Meaning, in public or private, in every condition and every place, fear Allah Almighty. After sins, repent, and after bad deeds, do good deeds, through which the bad ones will be erased. So if a person does sin, we should repent straight away. As well as repenting, we should also quickly perform a good deed so that the good deed will wipe out the sin. If somebody had been listening to songs, which is a major sin, he should begin to listen to Quran recitation. Meaning, as soon as an evil deed has been done, repent and do not go near it again, as well as quickly perform a good deed so that that good deed can wipe out that sin. If you have sat in harmful gatherings in terms of your iman or your actions or your character being tainted, then sit in a gathering of admonition, a gathering in which you are reflecting over your life and adopting a change within your character. Furthermore, the scholars of Islam tell us, if you have spent in unlawful places, then begin to give charity and sadaqat. Treat every disease with its opposite remedy. Wash love of the world with the love of the akhirah. Remove the blackness of the heart with the tears of the eyes. Remove darkness with light. After worldly joy, let the sorrow of the hereafter enter your heart. Meaning, through these good deeds, Allah Almighty will erase the bad ones. As Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, indeed, good deeds wipe away bad deeds. Bear people's difficulties, spend your wealth on them, meet them with a cheerful face, and assist them in their hardships. This is under that statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, and deal with people with good character, so that if you have any affairs with them. What this means is that if you are facing difficulty from certain people, then bear that difficulty with patience and sabr and attain innumerable reward. Spend wealth upon people, not necessarily those people who put you into difficulty, just generally spending upon people. Meeting fellow Muslims and people with a cheerful face. This is also how you show your good character. And also assist them in their times of hardship. If you know a fellow Muslim, a fellow person is going through hardships in his life, Islam tells us if we have the ability, we should go and help them. We should try and remove their difficulty and hardship. Inshallah, in this way, we will be exhibiting good character. And by means of this good character, we will be following in the teachings of our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, another beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in relation to the impact and the power of good character. It is reported by Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, in which she said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, A believer through his good character attains the rank of the one who stands in prayer at night and fasts during the day. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, here when it mentions indeed the believer, this means the perfect believer, meaning to attain kamil faith. The true believer, the perfect believer, is one who possesses knowledge and acts upon that knowledge as well. So we know about the rights of people, so we make sure that we fulfill their rights and we do not violate their rights. Another point mentioned in the commentary is that a Muslim with beautiful character, because of his good manners, receives the reward of voluntary fasts and voluntary night prayers. Since he openly and secretly brings joy and ease to the creation of Allah Almighty. The benefit of voluntary fasts and prayers return only to the person himself, whereas good character benefits the creation. And a good deed that benefits others is superior to the one that benefits only oneself. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, from this narration we learn that the reason why a person who has good character and good manners with people, his rank is equal to, rather better than, the one who performs nafal prayer at night and nafal fasts, is because the impact that he has on creation. When you exhibit and show good character, this not only impacts you, it betters your own morale and your behavior, but it benefits society. If you smile at someone, this will also increase love and it will also spread that smile throughout the society as well. Smiling is such a contagious thing, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But this is just one beautiful characteristic. Similarly, when we speak to people in a loving and kind and gentle manner, this will also have an impact upon people. And this impact will not only benefit us and our home, but it could benefit people for many years to come as well. Because of your good character, you can change generations, my dear viewers, by teaching society through your actions that to be a good person, to be kind-hearted, to be genuine is something that every Muslim and every human should strive to be. And we have the best of examples in the personality of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to remember what we have heard, to grant us the ability to act upon what we learn and pass this knowledge on to our family, friends and the wider Muslim community. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.